Amen. If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22, verse 1. The Bible said, He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. Now watch this, verse 4. And they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And He said unto me, These sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent His angels as angel to show unto His servants the things which must shortly be done. Hey, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. And then saith he unto me, See thou do it not. For I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. And the spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of this holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you all. Amen. I'd like to preach tonight out of this for just a moment in time and look at a few of these verses that the Lord laid on my heart as I was looking our Monday and yesterday and this morning and how God's a moving, how He wants to move even in these last days we live. And I'd like to preach on this thought and bring to our attention tonight, if God will be my help, on taking inventory. Taking inventory, some things to notice and some questions to ask. Some things to notice and some questions to ask. As we look at this and we see the Word of God, and He shows us, praise God, in the treasury of His Word, that there's some things to notice. In verse 7, He said we need to notice the treasury of His Word. He said, Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. We need to take this book and we need to treasure the Word of God. If there's ever been a time that God's people need to treasure His Word, it's now in the day and hour that we're living. In the day of deception that we're living in, when deception is everywhere and people's trying to lead our hearts, our homes, our family, and even our children away from the presence of God. We need this precious Word of truth. Amen. Praise God. We need to realize it. And we need to notice tonight that this is the Word of God. This is the precious Holy Word, praise God, that speaks to us as even from the throne of grace. Amen. And the question we ask is, we notice it, but do we obey it? Amen. You say, well, how do you obey it? You obey it by believing it. Amen. If you believe something, you'll obey it. If you obey it, you know you believe it. Amen. If I didn't try to obey the Word, then I'd begin to question whether I believed it. In the day and hour we're living, a lot of people say, well, I believe the Word, but we don't do nothing it says. Amen. A whole lot of folks. And I tell you, I see people all the time going on visiting, and I can't find nobody lost no more. I say, well, you believe the Word of God? Well, yeah. Amen. But they living like the devil. They go and hide their, they don't even hide it no more. Used to, you go to somebody's house, knock on the door, tell them you come talk to them about Jesus, and they'd hide their beer. Amen. We're living there day and hour. They don't even try to hide it. And you talk to them and say, yeah, preacher, I think I'm okay. Amen. Why? Because they don't believe the Word. They don't believe truth. Because truth sets you free from it. Amen. But we got to realize, praise God, there's treasure in this Word. The treasure of the Word, praise God, speaks to our heart. And we got to come to a conclusion tonight, praise the Lord, that I believe, you believe, we believe the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. Let God be true. God's Word is truth. Amen. And it's absolute truth, absolutely. So we need to notice, praise God, the treasury of the Word, what we have in this blessed old book. Amen. It's a treasure of wealth, a treasure of knowledge, praise God, that has been passed down to us from God. Amen. It's not to be taken lightly. The prophecy of this book, the treasury of the book. Amen. Not only that, look at verse 16. The message of the book. He said, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. Amen. So not only is a treasury book, but praise God, the message, he says, is sent directly to you. He said, I commissioned my angels, brother, praise God, Brother Dean, to send the Word to you. To preach the Word to you, to show you the Word, praise God, to give you the Word, praise God, to send the message from God to you. I want to say, glory be God. He don't get much better when God wants to speak to you. Amen. Amen. When He wants to speak to you. Amen. Praise God. That's something we ought to notice. We ought to notice the Word of God. We ought to notice the Word of God when He wants to speak to us. I notice every time He wants to speak to me. And I'm always willing to hear. That's like last night, I went to the meeting, the cottage prayer meeting. I'd a whole lot rather listen than preached. Well, not really. I like to preach. But praise God, I like good preaching. Amen. They can preach it straighter than I can live it, but they won't preach it straighter than I like it. I like the Word of God, praise God. I like the message that it has for my heart. Let me just say this. You know why the devil don't want you to come to church? Because he don't want you to get a message from God. He don't want that communication from God to get to you. If he can keep you out, praise God, he can keep you from getting the message. Now, I know what a lot of people say. They say, well, preacher, I can worship at the house. I can read my Bible at the house. You won't get at the house what you get down at the house of God. Amen. When you get in the presence of God, the presence of God, people, the presence of His Word, praise God, He starts manifesting Himself in so many different ways, praise God. The message starts going out, praise God, Brother Kevin, starts touching hearts and changing lives, praise God, and you can see the magnificent hand of God. Amen. So number two, we need to notice the message. Praise God. That message that He has for me and you. Praise God. And we got to realize, praise God, this ain't nothing to mess with. Amen. A lot of people like to change the message. But in order to change the message, you'd have to change the messenger. Amen. It ain't happening. Amen. Look at verse 17 or 18. He said, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. You know how many plagues are written in this book? A bunch. Amen. I don't know about you, but life's hard enough without having things added to me. That's contrary to me. Amen. So I believe I'll just stay with the book. And said, if any man shall take away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Amen. You say, preacher, how can you do it? I thought if you were saved, you say, praise God, if you take away from this book, you're an unbeliever. Amen. Praise the Lord. People don't like to hear that. They try to change it around and make it fit their lives. Newsflash, it don't work that way. We can't take God's Word and make it fit our life. We have to take our life and make it fit His Word. Hello? Amen. Now we're preaching. I'm preaching to the church tonight, praise God. We got this, right? Amen. This is true. Everybody in here ought to be able to shout, say, amen, preacher. Amen. Praise God. We got to take the Word, praise God. We can't change it. We can't modify it. We just got to learn to live it. You say, how do you do it? Because the liver's in you. Amen. We was down there at Hardy's one time, me and Brother Bill Bryson, and there's no fella in there, and he was saying, yes, and you people's got it all messed up. He said, you say you got this salvation thing, but he said, you got to live it. Amen. He was talking about works, working out your salvation, all that. He said, through works. Amen. Pray God that, Brother Bill told him right quick, feist in a hurry. He said, listen, he said, that's all well and good, but you can't do it. Amen. You can't live it without the liver. Amen. It takes Christ Jesus in your heart, praise God, to help you to live right. Amen. And when you start trying to change who He is, you're way out in left field. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I'm talking about taking inventory now to see where we're at. See if we're living up to the expectations of the Word. We can't bring the Word down to where we are. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying it's time for the church to move up. Amen. It's time, church, that we get up to where we need to be with God and godliness. Amen. Seeking His that He has for us. Because He's got a whole lot. Amen. Blessings to pour out. Verse 14. The Bible says, blessed are they that do His commandments. Amen. That they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. So he said, here is a special blessing for obedience. A special blessing for those that just follow the Lord. Amen. It's kind of so simple, Brother Scott, that a little kindergarten kid could do it. Just listen to the Word and just follow the directions. Amen. Amen. But you know what? This old flesh will rebel against it, won't it? This old flesh will rise up, amen, and it'll rebel against the truth. Because sometimes the truth ain't going the same direction as our old flesh is. But praise God, when your flesh and praise God, this old body begins to line up with the truth, then God begins to pour out the blessings. I mean pouring them out on purpose, praise God, till they're running over and overflowing. Amen. And then they begin to run over on somebody else, and somebody else begins to get just as excited as you are. And whenever somebody else starts getting as excited as you are, you get a little more excited. Amen. Praise God. And it starts getting good. Praise the Lord. It gets better and better. Praise God. We begin to see the magnificent hand of God. Amen. Praise God. And we realize that God took us out of this thing. He called us in this thing for something, for some reason. Amen. Not just continue on the way we were, praise God, but to give us an advantage. Hello? Those that's born again, praise God, have an advantage over everybody else in the world. Amen. Amen. When we take inventory of who we are and what we have, praise God, a lot of what we have is supersedes everything that's in the world. Amen. Amen. We have an abundance, praise God, above. But what do we do with that He gives us? Look at verse 12. He said, behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. So what are we doing for the Lord? Amen. Are we about the Father's business? That's what Jesus said. As a 12-year-old boy, they said, we sent thee sorrowing. And he said, why, sir? He said, didn't you know it must be about my Father's business? Amen. He said, I was trying to be pleasing to my Father, praise God. I was about the Father's business. Said, if you'd seeking me, you'd have found me because you knew I was about the Father's business. Amen. When we get to seeking the Lord, praise God, we'll come together in oneness, praise God, because we'll all be about the Father's business. We'll be seeking. What are we doing, praise God, with that we have? Amen. So we come in obedience to the Lord and we begin to find our place. Amen. We begin to find our place in the scheme of our Christianity. And then we begin to follow God. Because here we see in the Scripture that He's offered us some promises. Amen. Promises from God, not promises of the world. I've done figured something out. Even our president, he can make us promises, but He can't come through with them. Amen? He can't go, he can't follow through with a whole lot of his promises. And he's the head potentate of the world. But I want to say there's one, praise God, that make you promises and he'll keep his promises.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be God. Look at Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12 in verse 35. Now he's saying here, if we'll just obey the Lord and seek his ways. He said he comes quickly and he said his reward is with him. He said, my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. Amen. In Luke chapter 12, verse 35, he said, your loins be girded about and your lights burning. Amen. For Jesus. He said, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Amen. Be ready and waiting, expecting, praying. When he knocks the door, throw it open, say, what, Lord, what would you have me to do? Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat and will come forth and serve them. Amen. You talk about blessings from God. When he starts pouring them out on purpose, personally, amen, you'll get your fair share and then some. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thought it was a blessing. We went down there to the pig picking down here at First Step Farm Saturday and pulled up there. Praise God. The lady that was dipping out that barbecue, I had that bun there, praise God, and she put that thing over there and she run that thing over and it's all on my plate and she says, is that enough? Amen. I just want enough for a sandwich. Praise God, she'd give me enough for a meal, praise God. I would say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about that's what God can do for us, and he's a whole lot bigger than First Step Farm. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He can run you over, glory be to God. Verse 38 said, if he shall come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. But be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour when ye think not. Now I know I told you the other day, I think last Wednesday night, they some kook on there said September the 23rd, that's it. Better be ready, the Lord's coming. Praise God, I knew right away disallow that. They said, oh, the stars and the things and some galaxy, praise God, and come find out it don't even exist. Amen. But the false prophets are saying, oh, you better be ready because September the 23rd, it's all over. Amen. He said, as a time when you think not. Amen. People won't be saying he's coming. People won't be looking for him to come, but praise God, he'll come.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Then Peter said unto him, Lord, verse 41, speakest thou this parable unto us or even to all? Now notice what the Lord says, verse 42. And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household and give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But and if that servant may say in his heart, my Lord the Laius is coming and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens and to eat and to drink and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. Amen. And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to him men shall commit much. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. Amen? So we see the good God of glory. He's a speaking here, and he's saying, as we take inventory, he gives us special blessings, but praise God, we got to be ready to receive those blessings. We got to be wanting and longing for those blessings. We got to be looking for those blessings in order to receive the blessings. Amen. When you come expecting something from the Lord, praise God, you'll get more than you bargained for. Amen. That's some things that we need to know. We take inventory on, praise God. Realize that the treasury's word, the message is to you. Amen. It can't be altered. We have to be obedient to it. Just follow in the truth, praise God, and allow God to speak to us and be ready to do what He wants us to do. God's bidding. Amen. As I was going to the meeting last night, we were in traffic like tonight. It's awful coming from Weaverville every evening. And we got hung up in traffic, and Miss Trina had texted us out, and he said something about coming tonight. And I told Teresa, I was driving, I said, here, text her back and tell her we're caught up in traffic. So a minute later, too, she said we was caught up in traffic. She said, well, you just have to pray like Moses that they part the sea. And Teresa read that to me. She was in the back with me, and she read me that. And about that time, I said, praise the Lord, God's able. And about that time, praise God, there was a light turned green. Everybody parted, went left and right, praise God, and there wasn't nobody in front of us. Amen. I said, glory be to God. I mean, He just opened her up, opened the way, glory to God, and there we went. And we didn't get behind another car until we got there. Amen. Praise God. He's able, glory be to God, when we believe and trust in Him. But as I was going, amen, God spoke to my heart. And He began to tell me, He began to put on my mind the thought that I was going to preach. I hadn't prepared to preach. I wasn't ready. I wasn't expecting to preach. But God spoke to my heart just a couple of words that put that message, amen, and into coming into the presence of God. And the Lord allowed us to preach for about an hour, amen, on just a couple of words. Why? Because we're willing, praise God, to see the rewards of faithfulness to a faithful servant of God. Amen. When we begin to evaluate, when we begin to notice the things God wants for us. Amen. But then we have to notice the questions that we have to ask. Praise God. Verse 20. The Bible says, He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Even so, come Lord Jesus. The question we have to ask, are we ready for Jesus to return? Are we ready for Jesus to come? Amen. If Jesus steps out on a cloud, a trumpet, and a shout right now this evening, are you ready to go? Amen. Have you made your calling, election? Sure. Have you made preparations for a place that's prepared for those prepared for that place? Amen. Are you ready if He comes today? We got to be ready. We got to know that we're ready, praise God. Amen. You're ready for Him to return right now. As He says in 2 Timothy 4 and 8, do you love His appearing? Amen. Just the ideal, praise God. What He's talking about is the ideal of the Lord stepping out of portals of glory and coming again, coming for us, coming to receive us, coming to take us to Himself. Amen. Do you love His appearing? Are you ready? Are you expecting Him to come? Amen. He said, even so, come, Lord. Can you say that tonight? Would you say that? I said, Lord, if it be Your will, praise God, here I am. Come on, Lord. Boy, I'd like to see some more saved, wouldn't you? But I want to say, praise God, He's a just God and a righteous God. And if He says that's enough, praise God, it's enough. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we say that those that are looking for Lord, those that are returning, are looking for the return of the Lord. Amen. Ready when He comes. Amen. But the question is, if the Lord come today, now listen to me, if the Lord was to come today, this evening, or maybe tomorrow, would it mess up your plans? Hello? Now I'm asking you some questions. If we're ready, if the Lord came, would He mess up your plan? You said, Lord, you can't come today. I've got this and I've got that. And Lord, you know how busy, I am. Amen. I'm God. You know, I checked it out. You know, you got a few things on your plate. Not compared to me, but, you know, compared, I guess for you, you're pretty big. But would it mess up your plans? No, glory to God. I say, Lord, even come quickly. I'm ready, praise God. Amen. Take no thought for tomorrow. Tomorrow take thought for itself, praise God. If God wants you to have tomorrow, He'll give you tomorrow. Amen. But we ought to live for Jesus today, praise God, like there may not be a tomorrow. Amen. I'm talking about taking inventory. Amen. What would you have to do if somebody said, if I called you up and say, I got, boy, God just unctioned my heart, told me, he said, you better be ready. The Lord's coming today. You'd say, well, you're a false prophet because you don't know that, right? Amen. But if you thought I did, amen, what would you have to do? Would you have to make preparations? Would you have to get ready? Amen. We are to be ready. Amen. John was saying, Lord, I'm ready, praise God. He said, I've been here, I've done this, Lord God. He said, I'm ready. If you're ready, come get me. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the question we have to ask, are we ready? Would God interfere with your plans if He came raptured you out of here? Amen. No, sir, no, really, praise God. It would be fine if He did. Amen. But the question if we have to ask too is, are we urging old sinners to get in while we're waiting? Look at verse 17. It said, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come. So what are we doing while we're waiting? Are we urging sinners to get in? Are we urging sinners to be ready to receive Him when He comes? Amen. We need to be telling them. I've been telling them everywhere I go. Praise God, Jesus is coming. Are you ready? Amen. You don't want to miss heaven. If you miss heaven, you'll miss it all. We got to be ready when He comes. Are you ready? We need to be asking old sinners, praise God, if they're ready. They'll look at you like a sheep looking at a no gate. Ready for what, preacher? I said, Jesus is coming. And He's coming to take the church out of here. Are you a member? Are you a part of the church? I don't mean you, is your name on a book somewhere. I mean, have you trusted death, burial, resurrection, the blood of Calvary? Amen. Amen. Praise God, you've got to be ready. Urging sinners to be ready. When He comes, be ready. He's coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. And realize there's a part in there. In Revelation chapter 21, in verse 8, the Bible says, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 11, He said, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Amen? Praise the Lord. He said, if those unjust, that's not been justified by the faith and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, they're going to be unjust still. Amen. Those filthy, live in filth and wickedness of this world, praise God. He said, they're going to be filthy still. Amen. But He said, the righteous, let him be righteous still. And holy, let him be holy still. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying eternity will find you, praise God, where you die. Amen. Wherever death, eternity will find you where death leaves you. Amen. There's a whole lot of people who think, well, preacher, I'm just going to do the best I can when I get through this thing. And then when I stand before the Lord, I'm going to ask Him, forgive me. It'll be too late. Amen. We got to receive the Word, trust God, praise God, while we can. Amen. Amen. The question we have to ask is, are we ready now? Praise the Lord. We got to be ready. But see, we see here that Bible says that God, the Lord works through the church. He said, let him that heareth say, come. That's me and you, praise God. Those that's heard the Word, those that accepted the Word, those that received the Word, we've got to call out to the world and say, hey, you ought to come get in on this. This is good. Amen. Amen. It blessed my heart the other Sunday. I told some folks come to the altar, and I said, if you need to, I said, come get you some of this. What these others get. My little granddaughter sitting there, Teresa, and she said, Grandma, I want some. Amen. A little three-year-old, praise God, had enough sense to realize people was getting help from God. She said, I want some. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. That's what God's doing. People's getting in. Praise the Lord. He works through the church. Praise God. He works through those that's here and will say, come. Praise God. the unrighteous to righteousness. That's what He offers us. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. He says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers with himself with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you." You say, "Well, what wicked people?" He said, "That's what we used to be, till God saved us. Such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God." Amen? He said, you were like that. Praise God, you're not like that no more. Bless His holy name. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. God saved you and He brought you out of that. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, who hath given us the ministry of reconciliation." Amen? So the Lord bought us with the price He paid for it, praise God, and He saved us, amen, that we can become new creatures in Christ Jesus. So we ask, can these people in Revelation 21 and 8 and 22 and 11, can they be saved? Amen? Sure they can. If we'll call them, praise God, we'll tell them, we'll give them the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, they can be saved. If we'll say, "Come, please, to the Lord." Amen. Amen. Carry a testimony. Preach them the gospel. Tell them what Jesus done for you. Amen. We're all supposed to have a testimony of the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. So we see God gives us some notices. So where are we? Amen. Some things we need to notice. We need to notice where we are. Praise God. That's what we need to notice. And He asks some questions. Are you willing to get where you need to be? Amen. I thought, glory to God, what questions? What answers? Amen. When we evaluate, when we take inventory of ourselves, we realize, praise God, this precious word of truth is all that we need for the day and hour that we live. We're trying to work out our things on our own, but praise God, our salvation is of the Lord. And when we ask ourselves, praise God, we notice where we are and we realize where we need to be. Amen. When we ask ourselves the questions, amen, and we supply ourselves the answers that come from the Word of God. Amen. You know how you get the right answers? Is ask the right questions. Amen. There was something the other night we was talking about, and Mia was trying to figure it out. Oh, it was something they was doing on her pad. And she said, "Well, Grant, I can't two or three times." And I said, "Well, why can't you?" She said, "Because I don't know." I said, "Well, then what you need to do is ask." And she looked at me like she had never thought of that. Amen. If we need to know, praise God, all we need to do is ask. And ask of the Lord, praise God, that we may receive that He has for us. Amen? Praise God. That way we can take inventory of where we are. Ask the questions that we need to ask so that we can receive the answers that will help us, praise God, to press on for the glory of God. Amen? And praise God. God's a working in our hearts. He's a working in our lives. And He's making us, praise God, into something so special that one day He's going to present us to Himself. And all the spots and blemishes will be gone, amen, as He's a-working on us. Amen. Praise God. And He goes down verse 21 and says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." Amen. He said there's an abundance of grace, God said, He pour out. When we begin to notice some things in our life, have you ever noticed how the Lord will begin to point things out to you? Amen. If you've been born again, hello. Now listen to me just a minute, I'm done. If you've been born again, God will start pointing things out to you that need a little work or need a lot of work. And He'll begin to work it out in your life to help you to be what you need to be. Amen? And He works in every one of us in an individual way. Amen? Praise God. So when we take inventory and we realize, praise God, where we are and where He wants to take us to. Pray God, He wants to take us all the way into the portals of glory. Amen. To be with Him in His perfection. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, I'm not perfect. Yeah, but He is.